The Adjacency is a podcast about podcasts, comprised of recorded phone conversations between friends. The views expressed on this show do not reflect the views of the shows we recap. We are listeners just like you, and we hope this holds you over until the next episode of whatever we are all currently listening to. We share a lot of laughs on this show, but we also understand the seriousness of the cases being covered, and we truly want justice to be served for the victims and their families.
Yeah, first of all, let me turn on a light. I'm not in the dark. Yeah.
I'm getting faded and I'm making chicken fried steaks, so you better watch out. You know what I'm saying?
Chicken fried steaks?
Yeah.
That's not easy to do. You have to bread it and stuff.
I know. I've got all of it going on. And, dude, this RV is barely big enough to bread a chicken fried steak.
Yeah, how do you cook a chicken fried steak? And I'm
sort of like, describe
size RV.
If you were to describe the size of an RV, it would be, all right, well, do you think you can cook chicken fried steak in there?
Right.
This one's a little exclusive, a little executive.
Yours is more fire than Bushwick's?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, dude. Mine's more fire than anyone's I've ever seen. I've seen motorhomes nicer, coaches, but not fifth wheels. And this is the biggest fifth wheel you can possibly buy.
Okay, so a fifth wheel is one that you tow, you have to tow.
Yeah, and you tow, and mine's not pull by the bumper, it's pull by
inside the
hitch in the middle of the bed. I've got chicken fried steak, and this is too much for me. You gotta get down to the story. I came to tell you something, get the basic drum or something. It's safe to say I'm onto something, something came from nothing. You think this rap is tough, should I just rhyme like 60-something times with the word something, and we still don't have no topic for discussion. Ain't that something, something hit me in my REM. Oh my God. I couldn't agree more. When I heard him say it, I was like, man, I kind of like Sam now.
Yeah, Sam is, Sam drink the same beverage.
He's drinking Twisted Teas in the morning. And then he wakes up and has a couple more. And he said, and then tinkered around in the yard, huh? I've done. I've had some days off where, like, I'll wake up and grab me a Twisted Tea at 11 a.m. and go tinker around in the garden. Fuck yeah. Tinker is a great word. I mean, that just means that you're fucking the dog without saying that you're in there fucking the dog. Tinkering is like, well, I walked in there and I looked around and then I took another drink of tea and then I went over the trash can and looked at it and it was too full for me to empty. So I walked away and I took another drink of tea.
Mm-hmm.
That's tinker.
You have to be a certain age to tinker.
Yeah, you gotta be old to tinker. You gotta be like, I might something that's worth a fuck, but either way, I'm going to pick like three weeds. I mean, I may be jumping the gun, and is it okay for a 58-year-old dude to have sex fools with a teenager?
I don't think she was a teenager, but she was almost.
Well, look, how old is? I thought she was 17.
No, I think she's 20.
Even so, that old to that young?
No, she was.
It looks like she was 20 at the time.
Okay.
And
there is no way that Sam drank 11 Twisted Tea and got a boner. No way.
Here's another thing that really stood out to me. Is that the police department had their first ever press conference.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right. Pretty good. They're like, you just now got that booth that you talked behind off of Amazon, and this is your first day?
You finally got that podium.
Yeah, that podium was only $79.95 on Prime. I wish we had one of those.
And and you want us to think that you're going to solve a crime?
They've never even made a media statement.
So it's no surprise that old V-Dog had the record, right?
Of course he does.
Well, also, like, D-Dog, everyone's cousin?
No, everyone is everyone's cousin. That girl that was talking to fucking... to Tanisha.
Yeah, what was her name?
You Minerva? Yeah, you fucking idiot. She was legit, dude.
She was like, you're totally getting set up right now.
She was like, dude, you're going to serve 15, you fuck. I don't know, man. I think that things have swayed away from Twisted Sam.
I was going to ask you that. Does Sam's journals, like, does that help clear him? Or did he just make those as backup
plan? I think that that is fake because no drunk keeps a journal.
Yeah, like Benjamin
was way too detailed. Yeah, like he woke up the next morning and he didn't remember that he fucking got wasted and passed out, but when he woke up he remembered direct fucking quotes and shit. Yeah, right.
Moses journaled.
How about how the sleuth of the year fucking was like, well, it was in different colored pencils and things, so it's legit. What?
Yo,
I don't think that Sam's guilty, but I think that Sam's journal is fake as fuck. Yeah, but they also said that that's on the internet. I'd like to see Sam's handwriting.
I believe that he journaled, but did he do it, like, after the fact?
You believe that Sam journaled?
No, listen, I believe that I believe that Sam wrote those fucking journals, but did he do it like day by day? No, I think he wrote them to make his story look cool. Although he was sketched about giving them to Payne. He was like, my daughter's got them, but yeah, at the same time, here, let me show you.
You know that Chris Valenzuela has the sickest fade on the res?
Wet from three.
Oh, for sure. Well, until his 18th birthday.
Roar.
And then once he turned 18, he was pure trash. But up until 18, dude, he would have fucked you up at a goddamn tournament.
Gus Macker.
Yeah, you put him in the Gus Macker, he'll fucking roll you with the behind-the-head three.
Lots of arc.
Oh, tons of arc, and the release point is a double-handed, and it's behind your head. Okay, so Chris Suela's got a fire ass jumper. Let's go.
Yo, and he's like, I got that conscience, and my brother and Twisted T fucking did it. And at the same time, but
no, I'm not gonna let anyone blame a murder on Twisted T's here.
Well, the girl's
not the Twisted T's fault.
Well, the girl
it's
is
just a really good choice of booze for an alcoholic, you know what I'm saying? It's when you're trying to get off that vodka, you become addicted to those Twisted T's.
But her name is T.
Yeah, I know. And she's twisted herself.
What 62-year-old man goes by V-Dog?
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, Spoon was like, he's my cousin, but I don't really talk
to him. Of course he's your cousin. And then the fucking hot fire girl, the aunt or whatever she is,
Marina,
was like, I walked in, saw four of them sitting there at the campfire, and they're all my first cousins.
Well,
all
one of,
fucking four of them.
But did you catch that one of them is Ashley's mom? The missing girl's mom was one of them. She's like, your daughter's missing, and you're here
and
partying.
And you're partying out here?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, when he was like, let me call T on his Facebook, you know what I mean? Because she followed me back, and T was like,
yeah.
The rudest person ever, Tim?
Yeah, she was awful. and it was just fucking like, with intent to be mean, too, you know?
What do you want?
Yeah.
They don't get
and it. How about let's get deeper into the fact that T and fucking the dude were married.
Yeah, T and V. And she she was like, yo, go find him at a hotel. Ashley's with him. She dyed her hair blonde and it was her?
Yeah, that's a tweaker lie.
And they'd be like,
Well, they'll only come from far away, and then they'll see the blonde and be like, yeah, she was telling the truth. But if they actually looked at who it was, no, that's me.
It said, Ashley Loring, open when needed. Did you catch that?
I did. It was like, you think that was a note to himself? Like, so when they come and ask me about what happened to her, I'm going to bust this note out?
Yeah, like super calculated, right?
Then that takes away your journal theory, because if it's super calculated, then that was not a journal entry.
But people said they saw her with the dog after Uncle Sam's cabin, you know what I'm saying?
I don't think Sam did it. I just think he's a weirdo.
He might be
I think that he was trying to get an alibi for himself because he knew it was all fucked up and he thought that they were going to frame him. So he had his story straight and was ready. And that's what I think. I think he's good and he knew they were going to try to frame him for that. So he kept fucking detailed. He kept probably thinking about it. And if he remembered something, he'd fucking write it down and then put the whole fucking story together, dude. That's my theory on Sam. I don't think he did it, dude. I think he actually liked her.
Well, he did say you're the only one that wanted to have a family together.
Yeah, like, he liked her. Why would he take her out? You know, that doesn't make sense. She's got first cousins on every street in town.
Yeah.
And no one knows? Come on.
And there's no law.
And then the law just went away like a movie.
Oh, and they said that the Blackfoot police are on V-Dog's payroll, so don't talk to them?
Huh. So why is V-Dog not being taken down by the FBI if you know that there's a guy that's running a sheriff's department on the res?
Huh? I don't think V-Dog has anyone on payroll.
He's like, I'll give you 3 fucking bowls of mutton soup.
Yeah,
to make sure that I don't go to jail.
People be in other people's pools. People see what other people do and do it too. People look like you. And people look like Mario Van Peebles. People peeping at you through a peephole. Peeping. People on my penis.
Stay tuned for the next recap episode of Up and Vanish Season 3, as well as a full season recap of To Live and Die in LA Season 2. Be sure to subscribe to The Adjacency wherever you get your podcasts, and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at The Adjacency. I guess by now we know you're talking.